Still falling apart. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president sounded confident last week that the latest election would calm Afghanistan down.
And our troops will be able to come home as Afghans continue to strengthen their own capacity and take responsibility for their own future.
But today, what we're hearing is that the generals need more troops because the place is still falling apart.
Afghanistan is very vulnerable in terms of Taliban and extremists taking over again. And I don't think that threat's going to go away.
Admiral Mike Mullen on Meet the Press.
I'm a Vietnam veteran myself, and I'm certainly aware of the criticality of support of the American people.
Afghanistan was once the war everybody supported, but it's coming up on 8 years now, and we still see pictures of bearded militants coming out of their caves to fire off their guns for eager Western photographers strutting around as if they run the place, which they apparently do, despite the 68,000 troops we'll have there by the end of the year and the 30,000 NATO troops there already. As for that election Thursday, with all the reports of empty ballot boxes disappearing and coming back full, it may be a bust. And even more serious, there are doubts whether democracy can ever work in a place like Afghanistan, a country whose Western-educated president pushed a law to let Shiite men starve and impoverish any wife who doesn't put out twice a week, and who did it because he knew it would get him votes. Senator John McCain says patience.
I think within a year to 18 months, you could start to see progress.
In the meantime, $225 billion and counting. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.